What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Shanae Ogwumike, forward for the Los Angeles Sparks. Go Sparks! NBA analyst. Obviously, you guys see me all over ESPN, SportsCenter, The Jump, First Take, and also host of Shanae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. Now, I know last time we chatted like this, we had the luxury of speaking to Rudy Gobert, and that was right before All-Star break. But now we're heading down to the home stretch of the NBA season, the regular season. The playoffs are right around the corner. And to get us set, we had to bring another top NBA player onto the show. Today we are going one-on-one. Yeah, let's get some buckets. One-on-one with Seth Curry, who is having a career year for the Philadelphia 76ers. Seth, he's already started 53 games this year, the most of his entire eight-year career, averaging over 12 points, the second highest of his career, while hitting the most minutes per game of his career. So he's really doing his thing. Seth, and this is something that everyone should know, he ranks among top five of all-time three-point shooters at 44% in his career. Put some respect on his name and on his game. For, you know, just trying to relate all of this together, his brother Steph, he shoots 43% in his career, and the all-time leader is Steve Kerr at 45%. It's funny because, you know, Steph and Steve Kerr, they're a unit. Seth and his coach are a unit. So right now I'm really excited to talk to Seth Curry about the Philadelphia 76ers' success, as, you know, this team is currently number one in the Eastern Conference standings, playing for his father-in-law, which is super interesting. What it's like guarding his brother, especially when he's like on a tear, that crazy month where he set the record with threes. Oh, and not to forget to mention that Seth has an amazing new venture with his beautiful wife, Callie, into the wine industry. And y'all, I stay sipping. Stay for that. So without further ado, let me welcome my guy, Seth Curry. I am here with Seth Curry of the Philadelphia 76ers, fresh off of, what was it, like a 20-piece and light work. Great work on the court, taking down the Bulls, having a career year. And Seth, I want to start here, obviously, with your team. Transitioning to Philly has been probably one of the best things, arguably looking from the outside, for you, being in a position where you seem to be that perfect complement to Ben Simmons, to Joel Embiid. And so for you, how has your experience been transitioning and that translating to so much success on the court?
It's been great. It's kind of been a blessing in disguise. I didn't necessarily want to get traded. I had a great year last year with the Mavericks. But like you said, I stepped into a great situation. I was able to kind of expand my role, the situation where I could come in and start right away and come to a great, talented team. Just two all-stars, like you said, and Joel and Ben and Tobias, another great piece. And then a vet coming off a championship in Danny in that star lineup. So we got a great team, and I've been able to give them a lot of freedom, and we're off to a great start this year.
And for you personally, you're starting the most games of your career. I think it's 53 games so far. For you, how has it been just staying ready, especially for this moment, because – the 76ers are, you know, you guys have been number one for the most part in the standings. So for you to be on the court as a starter and in this huge role, how have you personally with your game been able to stay ready?
I mean, it's been an adjustment. It's been an adjustment. We are usually a bench player and a little bit less minutes is different. But especially this year, just taking care of your body, trying to stay healthy, stay in shape, a lot of games in a short period of time. So it's been different. But also, with the expectations of this team is a learning experience too. We come in with a very talented team that expected to do a lot of things. So, for us to get off to a great start was very helpful. And we're getting better as a team as the season goes along, having a lot of fun. And we know that the most important part of the season is coming up in a couple of weeks in the playoffs. So, we got to get ready for that.
And you talked about, like, just it being difficult this year playing. And, you know, the limited turnaround from last season between the NBA Finals to this season, 71, 72 days, and then dealing with a compressed amount of schedule. How has it been different? Now we know the experience outside of the bubble, clearly, for a lot of teams trying to manage. Like, how have those challenges sort of presented themselves this season?
It's been tough. It's been tough, even for the 10, 15-year vets, it's different because your entire routine is disrupted with the protocols as far as testing every day, sometimes twice a day, practice times being different. So you kind of have to change your routines and find ways to get your workouts in and get your lifts in, and your rest is more important than ever. So It's a different year, but everybody's dealing with it. You got to adjust. And it's going to be a championship at the end of the year, just like it was last year in the bubble. It all counts.
Yeah, and speaking of championship with the Sixers, obviously, like, you're an important cog to that machine, but you recently said that Ben Simmons, which a lot of people have thoughts about him and his game and what he does on the court. As a player myself, I value the intensity he brings, especially defensively. And so we have a different scope when we see him and what he's able to do versus what people probably say, like, oh, you know, stretch the floor, this need or that. You know, you recently said that, you know, playing with a player like Ben Simmons makes your life easier. I think a lot of people probably don't even think about the other side of what he truly brings. And so what made you say that?
It's pretty simple. He brings it on both ends of the floor every night. I mean, like you said, the casuals or whatever, they just look at the stats, how many points he's scoring, assists, rebounds, whatever. And that doesn't tell the whole story, especially with a guy like Ben. You know what I'm saying? He's affecting the game on both ends, pushing the pace, creating shots for me, because you got to stop him to get to the rim. You got to put at least one and a half, two people in front of him. And he's a great passer. So it's a lot of guys out there that are scoring 20, 25, 30 points a game, whatever the case, and not affecting the game as much as he is. So we definitely appreciate what he does.
And while he and Joel Embiid fight over Defensive Player of the Year, what's up with that, by the way? Like, was that just fun?
It gets a little awkward, I ain't gonna lie. It's two of the best defenders in the league, obviously, and they both want to win it. But I think Joe's in the MVP race, so we're gonna give him that, and then Ben, we're gonna give Ben the Defensive Player of the Year. So it's just two guys who love to compete and are great defensively, so it's fun.
Yeah, and speaking of Joel, why do you think, you know, seeing it up front and personal, why do you think he's been able to take that next step? Obviously, being on the court more than he's ever been before. But while he's on there, I mean, giving people work, what have you seen in Joel that has made this season so special for him?
I think he's getting more experience. I mean, he's growing in the league and older, learning what it takes to win, what it takes to be good every night. He's obviously taking care of his body better than ever this year. And I think also with new coaching staff and Doc coming in, putting them in better situations. I think our team is just together as a unit. We all need each other, and obviously the Joe's the main cog in that engine.
And let's talk about that. New coaching staff, new experience for you, not only with, you know, a new coach, but that coach happens to be your father-in-law. How has that been, trying to balance that relationship? But also, we all know, you know, I play with my sister. When it comes to hoop, we all have the same drive. You know, I always say that it's better for me because I know I've got my literal sister out there and no one wants it more than family. And so for you to experience that dynamic with your father-in-law being your coach, y'all atop of the Eastern Conference standings, doing great things, how has that personal relationship with you and Doc been?
It's been smooth. Honestly, I was a little hesitant when I got traded, and I knew he was going to be my coach. I didn't know how it was going to go. But it's been smooth as ever. We come into the gym, handle our business, and that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? He had it much tougher in L.A. when he was coaching his actual son, Austin. This is a walk in the park for him.
Yeah, I love it. And you do have a beautiful, amazing mediator, if necessary, that can always intervene in Cali, which I love. And that comes in clutch. It's really fascinating because this season has been, as you mentioned, long and grueling. But I think the 76ers have been the team that a lot of people have loved to watch. And one of the fun matchups involved, obviously, your brother, Steph. Now, what was that game like? You know, I know what it's like to play against my sister. I played for 5 years with the Connecticut Sun. Let me tell you this. The first time we ever, because we always played together in AAU high school, you know what it is. In college, we played together. So the first time we played against each other was my rookie year for the Connecticut Sun, and she was on the LA Sparks. Mm-hmm. We had a jump ball. Of course, like the league pretty much mandated us to have the jump ball against each other. So we did that.
Yeah.
And we're running back. And I like turn to my sis, big sis, and I'm like, man, I can't believe we're playing against each other. She did not hear me. She proceeded to get the ball in the first possession, hit me with a jab, turnaround, fadeaway, and I was like, oh, snap. Like, let me get going. So, like, one of the most fun matchups this NBA season was obviously when the Warriors and Steph was in the middle of, you know, his torching the league that month where he set the record with threes. What was that matchup like with Steph? Obviously, I think he dropped 40, 49.
Yeah, it was a tough night at the end, but it's always fun we match up, you know, especially because we actually match up. I guard him, he guards me for the most part. And it's competitive. I mean, we know each other's games more than anybody in the world. Playing one-on-one our whole lives, watching each other's games throughout our career. So I know his tendencies, he knows mine. And I had my moments on him where I was good, but I mean, a guy like him, he's going to get going eventually. And that's what he did to us that night. But like I said, it's competitive as ever. And it's great for our families to watch. I'm sure you know this, like your parents can turn on that TV or come to the game and watch their kids on at the highest level playing against each other. There's nobody happier.
There were no beefs in the family group chat after? Like, you know, that halftime shot? Like, it was a little spicy?
Nah, no beefs. He said a couple of things to me during the game, and you know what I'm saying? Little jabs here and there, but.
What did he say?
I don't even remember, honestly. Honestly, it's usually Draymond out there that's talking the most. He's Steph cooking. Cook, little bro, cook him. You know what I'm saying? Draymond's one of my favorite guys to compete against too, because he's always talking and gassing stuff up. But my record isn't – over the years, my record is not good against those guys. So I'm trying to change that over the next few.
Look, that's you and me both. I took some heavy L's my first 5 years in the league going up against the Sparks. But, hey, it got us better, and we're still here, and you're having a career season, and I think that's a part of it, you know, having that family motivation. Now, after the game, Steph said that you are actually, in his head, you know, the toughest person to defend him. And I totally understand what that means, because it's one thing to, like, play against someone that is talented. My sister is the 2016 MVP of the WNBA. It's another thing for that person to be talented to be your sibling. And so it's always like a little bit of more like added pressure. Why do you think Steph really said that? And like, what do you think he meant behind that?
There's probably a couple elements to it. One, like I said, I know his tendencies. I've been playing against him my whole life. I know his moves and what he likes to get to. So I'm sure that's in the back of his head. But also I'm his little brother. He got a little extra motivation, extra pressure. He don't want little brother to beat him or shut him down and have a night against him. So it's just a different element. And also, like, it's tough because, you know, throughout the – every other game throughout the year, I'm rooting for the Warriors. I want him to play well. And he wants me – the same with me. He wants me to play well every other night, and got to flip the switch on this night. And you want him to have a bad game, you want to beat him. So that's tough in another sense.
Yeah, it's a really mental game that us siblings have to play. And guess what? I resonate a lot with you in that regard, but I do think it brings out the best in all of us. And it's been really fun to see, you know, honestly, that matchup was so much fun for what you had been doing and bringing to this team. And let's just say this, all right? Your team's doing all right. Like, overall, you know, the standings, you know, you guys have a little swag. Playing is on the other side, but obviously he will have a lot to say about that. But I think a lot is going your way as well. Honestly, I think we're pretty much good. I guess the final thing I'd wrap and ask you, Seth, is, you know, what are your expectations for the rest of the year? I know it's been a challenging season. You guys are dealing with the playoffs, a lot of pressure, but also a lot of growth on your side with the 76ers. What is your team's mindset when you step into the locker room each and every night to finally prove that you guys are able to get over the hump this year?
I mean, it's exciting. It's an exciting year. We're a very confident team. We know we've got a lot of talent. We're a together group. And hopefully we're getting better as the season goes along. So hopefully come playoff time, we're at our peak. We're number one in the East right now, but we don't want to be one of those teams that peak early in the season and fall off later. So, like I said, there's a lot of expectations. And, I mean, we have all the capabilities to be the last team standing at the end of the day. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I've got y'all. I know everyone's talking about a lot of different teams in the East, and so I'm going to keep it spicy and just say I like what you guys do, because when it comes to the playoffs, defense matters. The game slows down, and I think you guys have the versatility on both ends, offensively with firepower, and then defensively to sort of shut anybody down that you see fit. But we'll see how things shake out. I am joined now by Seth Curry and the lovely Callie Rivers Curry. And first and foremost, you guys have an amazing new venture. I'm going to go with ladies first. Callie, what's going on? Because I don't want to mess up the name, because this product is so sweet.
It's called Triskelion, and it launches May 7th. It is a Oregon Pinot, and we are very excited for it to launch. Seth's love for Pinos grew crazily when he played in Portland. I was a cab girl, and then we moved there, and all of a sudden I was drinking Pinot every night. So that's kind of like where his love for wine really started, was when he was with the Blazers.
And that's really fantastic, because I'm just stepping into the whole adulting, like, and I'm like barely stepping into it. Seth, how did you get your love for the Pinots and, you know, collaborating with your family on this brand, Triskelion?
Yeah, like you said, it all started when I was in Oregon and Portland with the Trailblazers for that year. I mean, that team has a lot of wine connoisseurs, so-called, with CJ and Dame, really into wine. So I was just testing it out, you know what I'm saying, getting to know the wine game, the wine space. I started drinking Pinots, like she said, and it just grew from there.
And what made this something that you wanted to sort of devote your time, energy? I mean, we all know it's like a love affair when it comes to wine. Like, this is a part of your family now. You put your own flavor, your own style on it. Callie, what made this become something that you both wanted to delve into?
A winery in Portland, or right outside of Portland in McMinnville, Maya Sorrell reached out to us, and they're a minority-owned winery, which is very few and far between. And they reached out to us and wanted to work with Seth specifically around a brand of wine where part of the proceeds goes towards an organization that supports social justice. And at that time, I was launching Social Change Fund with some of our clients at CAA. Eventually, it grew past CAA, and now we have clients regardless of agency. There's a total of 7 executive council members. And so it kind of just all aligned at the same time. They were looking for that. Plus, they wanted to work with Seth. So the wine, Triskelion, is Seth and I's wine, and it benefits the Social Change Fund.
That's amazing, because I think right now we see a lot of athletes, they're not just doing products, they're sort of holding everyone accountable for creating change with those products, especially using your likeness. And considering you both come from some of the most notable basketball families, I mean, I can see why that the portion of proceeds going to the Social Change Fund really mattered to you both. But like, I think it's funny, because Seth, when it comes to being a professional athlete and recovery, it's like more and more normal for wine to be a part of the bag. Like, that's part of the decompression. So, like, have you always been in tune, or you think that this was more of the Portland, the opportunity? And also, like, what, you know, I'm someone that is new to this. Like, what do you think people will experience when taking a sip?
Yeah, this wine is different, because it's the way it's made, the way the Montazzi family runs their farm, just completely holistically clean, safe. I mean, everything they use on the farm, it literally goes back onto the farm. So it's no chemicals, anything like that. So as far as recovery, and it's literally the healthiest wine, I mean, you can drink. So I think that's why it's more accepted around the NBA and the sports space in general, just because, I mean, they say if you drink a glass of wine a day, it's better for your heart. I don't know if that's part of it or what. But yeah, like I said, a lot of NBA players get into it. And when I was in Portland, I wanted to learn more about the industry, and the Montazzi family kind of aligned with a lot of the values that we have as a family, and just getting to know them personally. We spent like 3 days on their farm, or 2 days on their farm, getting to know them, and it was a great experience.
Wait, hold on. Take me through the farm. Like, what was that day like?
Yeah, they rode us around it. They literally have everything you think of on the farm, as far as animals and just riding up and down a lot of land. And just, they taught us, it's hard for me to explain it because I don't know the farm game like that, but just how they put everything back into the farm, it was really cool.
They use the manure from the cows that are on their farm. Like, every single thing that they use, like 99% of everything on their farm is from their farm. So, like, even they have like a huge structure where they actually make the wine, and it's all made from trees that were on their farm. Like, they used all of the products from the earth from their farm in their business. So it was actually like really dope. I'd never been to a place like that before. So it was cool to learn that places like that even exist. Like, I've heard of organic before, right? Like, everyone's heard of like organic products, organic food. But biodynamic, which is the type of wine that this is like a step further, where there's like zero chemicals. There's no, like, if you read up on it, it's just crazy how natural it is. And I think natural wine is kind of making a play right now. Like, people, I think you've heard of people talk about natural wine. The hangover is way less
athlete friendly.
That's big because you can drink it the night before a game and be all good.
Yeah, exactly. But their family was just, it was amazing to get to know them. And I think that, like, meeting them and getting to know them better made Seth and I feel super comfortable working with them because their values are so aligned with our families.
And before we talk about families and, you know, the potentials that you guys have had starting this brand, I want to know from your, like, I mean, obviously I asked Seth, but I got to ask you because you're probably going to give me a straight up answer, ladies, okay? What will people experience when they open the wine, maybe like toss it around, like I told you I'm a rookie out here, and then sip it?
The wine is light and it's sweet. I find it to be super relaxing. There's like kind of like an acid after flavor with a lot of wines, and you won't find that with this wine. And that has a lot to do with the lack of chemicals in the wine. It's corked, which, by the way, we learned a lot about corked and screw topped on our journey at the farm. But it is a corked wine. And the price point is really fair. It's not too high, not too low. So you can buy a bunch of bottles of it, have it in your fridge, or your wine fridge, I should say. But yeah, it's a great experience.
Callie, you're just getting us ready for, you know, the hot girl, hot boy summer, clearly with the bottles already.
You know, now that I'm a mom, when the kids go down, having a glass of wine and sitting on the couch watching a WNBA game or an NBA game, I feel like it's like the perfect drink to chill out at the end of the day.
No, I really appreciate that because I don't know why I try to play myself like I'm about to be in these streets. I got a whole season. And so this is going to help me get through it. But, you know, before we let you go, Callie, you know, thank you so much for joining and talking about it. I just wanted to highlight because it's not often that you get to see so many amazing families sort of, if we're in talking in the spirit of wines, blending together and making their marks. And so for both of you, what has this journey been? I mean, Seth, you're having an amazing year, probably arguably your best year in the NBA. Callie, I mean, businesswoman, like, not, you know, that Jay-Z line, I'm a businessman, not a businessman, like booming in business and making moves. For both of you guys, this experience of, you know, obviously the Rivers family, which we're very familiar with, and the Curry family, how has, you know, this journey been together for you both?
For me, it's been a lot of fun. I've actually like talked to Aisha and Sadell along the way, cause obviously they have their wine as well. So kind of learning from their experience and wondering what the differences are between the wines and like how they went through the process and how we're going through the process. I also feel like the older you get, the more you appreciate learning. So like just learning more about the wine industry and the business and how it's made and the different ways it's made. It was super interesting for me. And then it obviously benefiting the Social Change Fund just made it all the better for me. So it's been fun. And Seth and I actually do work together a lot, but it was nice to have like our own, I think it's like our first like product together. So cool to have something together.
And Seth, how about you?
Yeah, it's been dope. She's kind of the alpha, so I let her take the reins and call a lot of the shots, which makes it a lot easier on me, and I just co-sign and approve a lot of stuff. But it's been cool to like she said learn and just take on a new journey.
I love this. Off the court, she calls the shots. On the court, you take the shots. I see you, Seth. Okay. for both of you though, I know that I come from a big basketball family. All my sisters hoop. And we've learned for us, like, we have our own individual goals and we have our own individual styles, you know? How have you guys figured out the balance and harmony dealing with your own roles, whether it's team or just family or unit, because you two are a unit together creating something really beautiful?
Well, the more you get to know Seth and I, we are very much opposites. So I think we work together well, because if you're in a room with Seth and I for an hour, you'll hear me say 797 words and you'll hear him say 3 words. But like, I think we just end up like balancing each other out. And in my family, I have to hold my own. I'm the only girl. So I think that's why I have such an alpha personality. But he also can like calm me down. I tend to worry. He keeps me level. So I think like our experience in our different families has like kind of made us to be perfect together. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but that's how I feel it works.
Yeah, for sure. Same with me growing up. You know, my household, I was a lot different from the way my brother acted and my sister, a lot of different personalities. So it's really similar to the household I'm in now. And I just was very comfortable growing up, being in my own skin and being my own person. And, that's just how I've always been.
Yeah, I get those vibes. For those who may not like maybe fully understand the difference in personalities, can you sort of like describe like, all right, because I am the extra sibling, like I'm the middle child, and so I always do my own thing. This is probably why I have the mic right now. Seth, for you, how would you describe the personalities in your household?
Yeah, Steph is definitely more like you, the more outgoing, more talkative, just having fun with everybody. I'm more laid back, quiet, and you know what I'm saying? I just kind of find my own role in the room that I'm in. And my sister she's the youngest, and she's kind of like a mix of us both. So she kind of adapts to whatever room she's in and gets along with everybody. So we all got our own little lanes.
And you, Kelly?
Oh gosh. Okay. Well, my.
Yeah, she got a lot of siblings. So we got.
I know. The best for last.
My dad is extremely dominating, loud, bossy. Love him to death, and I think my personality is a lot like his. So I'm not even shading him with that. My older brother is definitely like more laid back and like tries to read the room before speaking. I'm second in my family, but the only girl. I'm definitely the bossiest. I probably have the most like control in my family, but I think being the girl, like I end up being like the glue for everybody. Just cause I think, I don't know. My experience, I feel like guys tend to like, they can go weeks without talking and everything's cool. And like, I'm like, no, you, let's do this together. Like, I always try to make sure our family is together. And then Austin is, I don't even know how to describe Austin. Austin will talk a ton and then not talk at all. And he talks in circles sometimes. And then Spencer is literally like the most lovable person you'll ever meet. He's my youngest brother. And then we adopted two, Adam and Patrick, and they're like the most kind, helpful, chill. Adam's coming to the house today. He was here 2 weeks ago. Like we're all super, super close. So, and I personally like growing up in a house of boys, but I don't know what it would be like growing up in a house of girls. So I have no idea.
I do. I got three sisters. It's all chaos. But shout out to big families doing big things. And before you go and handle the business, Callie, I want to try this. So are you all ready for me to like try
it? Take a little sip. Let me know.
I'm nervous.
Okay, so I'm like the worst with the cork. So someone will have to coach me through this. Okay,
Seth struggles and will ask me to open it up sometimes. So don't even.
Do we have a pro here? I feel like I just need an assist.
Yeah, I need a simple bottle opener.
Yeah, this is complicated. We've got some. No, come on, come through.
Oh, okay.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Am I like one of the first?
I think you are the first.
Let's go. Oh, you're smooth with it.
Somebody drinks wine.
Right. Oh yeah. Can you talk to me about the symbol, please, as he pours?
Yeah, the Triskelion is basically based off three pillars. And the pillars are justice, unity, and equality. So just trying to do good in the world. And like I said, the proceeds go to the Social Change Fund, which is trying to do a lot to change the culture and the landscape in America right now. And I mean, that's part of the reason we came together. So it's pretty good label we put together.
I love that.
The top line of the Social Change Fund, just to make it as simple as possible, is to improve Black lives. And unfortunately, there are so many verticals that needs to happen in, but we have five, education, economic, health, social justice, and civic engagement.
And I mean, the motif is beautiful. It's elegant, justice, unity, equality. Like that's the energy we should all be behind and supporting. And it smells good, y'all.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh, Yes. Like super easy to sip. Y'all gonna get me in trouble here?
You're supposed to let it air out for a little bit, but you can get right to it.
No, it's really light and sweet. It's really amazing. For me, I can see why you can say as athletes, it's something that you can just sort of chill with. So congratulations. Like, this is fantastic. Y'all, and this is such a special time because it's not just like celebrating with wine, but we're going to cheers a champion that I know we are all connected to. Natty Champ, Stanford University. Obviously, I'm a graduate of Stanford. And I know your family has so many close ties, Seth, especially with Cameron Brink, which, by the way, my gosh, blocking machine. I know you're God sibling. So how excited was it for you to see Cameron in year one, which, mind you, I was there for 4 years and didn't get it done. But in year one, and win a national championship.
I'm so proud of her just because, I mean, I've seen her whole journey from when she started playing basketball to when, first of all, as a baby, but when she started playing basketball, working out, learning the game, and then really becoming to love it. And I wanted to go to Duke, which I get through a hard time about sometimes, but I became one of the biggest Stanford fans this year, and just to see her make that run and have a big, big part of it was really dope to see.
Yeah, it was really exciting. Callie, for you as well?
Yeah, neither Seth or I won a natty in school. So, you know, it's okay to be a little bit salty about her winning in her first year. And right? They're still, like, semi-super young. So I'm like, y'all gonna be back. but it was so much fun. And I was talking about it earlier, but, like, I don't think I really followed women's college basketball. Like, we watched WNBA games, but, like, I never really followed college basketball, women's college basketball like that. And this year we watched, like, every single one of Cameron's games, and I have some friends that are coaches, so I was watching Arizona play a lot. So it was dope to see them meet in the finals. But also, the tournament was so much fun to watch. It was more fun than the men's tournament this year.
Preach! You better preach!
But seeing Cameron play and dominate and win such tight, close games, it was so much fun. I'm so proud.
I heard that, like, it's not just, you know, having God siblings, you know, God brother, God sister. Like, this is truly a family that you guys have grown up together with, including, like, was it bridal shower involved? Like, was there a blessing involved there?
Yeah, her mom with Seth's mom and Aisha and Sadell threw my bridal shower for me. I don't think people understand, like, it's not, like, they're essentially, like, the same family. Like, any single family event, celebration, they're there. Any low, they're there. I've become super duper close with them, and I've only been in the family for 4 years. So I'm sure Seth looks at Cameron as a sister and his parents as, like, her parents kind of like as step parents almost. That's how close. I didn't know it was this close till being in it, and I'm like, dang, these, like, they're part of the family.
Yeah, and it grew even more because, like I said, I played that year in Portland, and they live in Oregon, in Portland, so right outside of it. So I was able to go watch some of her high school games, her junior and senior year, was it? And, yeah, so, like I said, I've seen her get better from stage to stage to stage, and it was good to see it on the biggest stage in the national championship.
I've seen some baby photos, like, of all y'all, including Cam. Yeah. And those were super cute. But we appreciate you guys both supporting not only the women's game, Stanford University, yes. I know as Duke, that's hard. That's hard to put out there because we all Nerd Nation. But honestly, we appreciate everything that you both are doing as a unit. And obviously, you know, I'm going to rock with my Stanford all the way through. And yes, they will repeat. They will repeat. We know this. At least we can all root for one same team here, right? Like, that works.
I hope they do. I hope they do.
Me too. That'd be dope.
Facts. I mean, I'm not talking one. I'm talking about like four back to back to back, you know how they said. But Callie, thank you so much for joining us and the work that you're doing, you know, on the court when it comes to putting pieces together, but off the court behind the scenes. There are a lot of women that really make a lot of things go, and you're holding it down for one of the best families in basketball. So I want to shout you out as a boss lady yourself. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Appreciate it. May 7th, Triskelion. Check it out. Thanks for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
Always. All right, you guys, that is a wrap for my conversation going one-on-one with Seth Curry. Really, really great to talk to him about not only his personal journey, this new wine brand, but also the Philadelphia 76ers and how they're trying to do something that they haven't while and really deliver in the playoffs. Really great guy. I think we're all rooting for him. So once again, it's your girl, Chinee Ogwumike, and I'll be back very soon with another friend. Stay tuned.